to ban plastic straws, cotton buds and stirrers in England by the end of the year. BBC News.
Read by Corrie Caulfield.
In the past 20 years, the world of drugs has been increasingly tainted by its association with sport.
Spring on BBC Radio 4.
I loved a dream.
Music takes me to that different place. Isn't that a magical thing?
Even people who don't believe in a soul still believe in a soulmate.
Those nymphs, I want to make them permanent.
Everyone always gets the awards for doing a bit of weepy acting, but actually, I think the comics are the ones with the real skill.
Spring.
Would you mind not knocking on our tree for a moment, please?
On BBC Radio 4.
And you can hear previous editions of that pick and mix of programmes, including The Unbelievable Truth at a Time to Suit You, by making use of the BBC iPlayer Radio. Now, Angus Deaton stars in Alone, a sitcom about the ups and downs of five single, middle-aged neighbours living in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. The only way is ethics.
So, once you've been to bed with a woman, you lose interest straight away?
Yes.
It's not uncommon. It's unusual for the loss of interest to be so immediate.
Oh, it's not immediate. It takes a few minutes.
Last week you told me you finished one relationship whilst you were still actually having sex.
That was an exceptional case.
So the other 57 times, you've waited until afterwards?
Well, it's only polite. And I genuinely like the women when I go to bed with them.
It's just your total contempt for them afterwards that's the problem, is it?
That's all it is.
Mm. Well, Rob, we've still got quite a lot of work to do, but I'm afraid time's up for this week.
You said earlier you think I should take a break from dating.
I think it's much better if you, the client, come up with the solution. Having said that, one solution could be to take a break from dating.
I think I'll take a break from dating.
Good idea. Well, till next week then. Bye, Rob. Try and keep it in your trousers.
Ta-da! I have quit smoking. This is it.
Well, that's great. And thanks, Will. I didn't want to say anything because I know this is your flat and I'm only a humble tenant, but the smoke was beginning to get to me, so very thoughtful of you.
Thoughtful? It's got less than diddly to do with you, Mitch. Every time I pick up Jack from his mum's, he sings that song. My lungs are pink, your lungs are black. The selfish little bastard.
Yes, eight-year-olds can be so right, can't they?
And I've got a quitting buddy, Louisa, upstairs.
Volatile, neurotic, slightly unhinged, Louisa.
It's good to make it competitive. It gives you someone to gloat at if they fail first.
Well, good luck with that, and if there's anything I can do to help, Will.
Well, you can let me punch you when I'm tense.
Of course, that's what brothers are for.
Oh, my lungs feel pinker already. Oh.
Yeah, do you want to do that kind of breathing stuff somewhere else? I have to do my session notes before I forget.
Sure, sure. Yes, I'll go to the kitchen and I'll try not smoking there for a while.
Good man. Thanks, Will. Right. Now, Rob is still a serial philanderer. Oh, God. Ellie, hi.
Mitch, are you busy? I'll come back if you're busy.
I am kind of. I'm just writing out my last session. I like to do it straight away.
I won't keep you long, then. I just have to tell someone. Can I come in?
You are in.
A bit further, maybe? I'd like to be a bit further in, if I could. Then you can close...
Of course, if that makes you feel...
Thank you. Silly of me. Anyway, I've met this wonderful man. I can't believe it. He's so handsome.
That's great. I'm very happy for you. Perhaps you could tell me about it later.
I haven't so much as looked at anyone in years.
Or tell me now. Now is just as good.
4 years, to be exact, since
right.
Mark. And I'm perfectly happy on my own, tucked up in bed with Kate Atkinson. And now this, completely out of the blue, I meet the most amazing man. We have this instant rapport. He understands me.
A talent not to be underestimated.
I've agreed to go out with him tonight.
Good for you.
Life's for living.
Exactly. Seize the day.
I'm seizing it, all right.
You're shouting now, Ellie.
Sorry. I think it's fate. I bumped into him at the front door.
At the front door? Incredible. I might hang out there myself sometime.
Rob could be the one.
Well, let's hope so. You deserve to have some fun, Ellie. Did you say Rob?
Yes, Rob.
And you met him at the front door.
Is he a friend of yours?
No, he's not a friend. He's a client.
A client? I like that. He's a modern man. He's self-aware. He's looking to improve himself.
Well...
Are these his notes? Let me have a peek.
You can't, I'm afraid.
Oh, go on, Mitch. I'll give you a sneak preview of my Key Stage 1 report cards.
Don't think I'm not tempted, Ellie, but there's confidentiality and ethics and all that to think about.
The children wouldn't mind, I'm sure.
I'm talking about Rob.
OK, one question. Rob's not impotent, is he?
Seems unlikely.
Excellent.
Desirable in many respects, but unlikely.
Hi, this is Rob. I'm out right now, leave a message. And a number, if you're female.
Hi, Rob, it's Mitch. I understand that your break from dating lasted until you got as far as my front door. That's fast, even by your standards. Look, I need to speak to you urgently. I don't think you should go out with Ellie. She's just come out of a very difficult relationship. I mean, it was 4 years ago now, but the problem is that she's at that critical 4 years after a relationship stage. The point is, do not go out with her. In the meantime, I'll try your mobile, if it's on. Yes, it is on. And down the back of this armchair. Unbelievable. Of all the selfish, hedonistic, egocentric, pathetic bastards...
Okay, I copped to the first three, but I am not pathetic.
Not you, this time. Rob's arranged to go out with Ellie, and I'm worried she'll get hurt.
Do you fancy Ellie?
No, of course not.
So what's it to do with you?
You're right. It's none of my business. I'll let it go. I'll just have a quick word with Louisa and then let it go.
Well, don't be long. I may need to punch you. Oh, and, Mitch, sniffer, will you, if you get a chance?
Sniffer?
For cigarette smoke. See if she's cracked.
I don't know her very well. I really don't think we're at the sniffing stage yet.
I'm seeing stuff I've never seen before.
Rubbish! Sorry, but she is pathetic.
Why didn't they cast me? I can do pathetic up the wazoo.
Next time I go for a casting, I'm going to be deliberately crap.
Louisa, can I have a word?
If you must. I was actually busy shouting at the TV.
Right, well, sorry to interrupt. But I'm worried about Ellie.
And this affects me how?
Louisa, strange as it may seem, this isn't actually about you. Now, hypothetical question.
Did you just sniff me?
No.
You did. You did. Just now.
Oh, that. Yes. Well, I was sniffing your fragrance. Very nice. Apples? Pears?
I'm not wearing any.
You clearly don't need to. So, what if a man knows that another man is extremely unsuitable for a neighbour of his to go out with, but because of professional confidentiality, this man is unable to say anything to his neighbour about it? What would you do?
Depends how buff the other man is.
What about him being buff?
So you admit he's buff?
What do you think this man should do?
The first man or the second man?
The first man, the man with the information.
Is that you?
Yes, that's me. What should I do? Should I ask another neighbour?
Is that me?
Yes, it could be you, although it's beginning to look unlikely. Should I ask another neighbour to intervene and pass on the information that the second man is unsuitable?
Why is he unsuitable?
I've told you, I can't say.
Let me get this right. You want me to tell Ellie not to go out with this apparently very buff guy without telling her the reason why?
Yes.
Do you fancy Ellie?
Oh, please, we are not in the playground. Thanks, Louisa. You've been a terrific help.
Has she had one?
You were sniffing!
I didn't mean to. I sniffed by accident.
And no, I haven't had one.
Me neither.
So why are you holding a packet of cigarettes?
Did I agree to give up holding packets of cigarettes? No, I don't think so. Now, if you will excuse me, I am going upstairs to see Morris.
Since when are you friendly with Morris?
I am not.
Oh, hello, my name's Morris. I've been thinking of coming to a speed dating evening. I'm just wondering, do you have anything a bit slower? Well, 3 minutes per person is a bit quick for me. I get very tongue-tied, especially if I fancy someone. Although, oddly enough, I'm fine chatting with people I don't fancy, which is a shame. Hello?
Listen, can you do me a favour? Can you hang on to this packet of fags for me?
Why?
I just need you to keep the fags and not give them me back.
Righto. But if you don't want me to give you them back, why don't you just bin them?
Because I might want them back. I might get desperate and really need a fag. And then it would be handy if you had them. If I keep them in my flat, it's too close. I'd give in too easily.
But my flat's far enough away to stop you caving in.
Exactly. Unless I really want a fag. But if I do, do not let me have one.
Do not?
Yes, just refuse. Point blank.
Won't you be angry?
No, I won't be angry. I'll be totally mental. But do not give in.
Okay.
Unless I really want a fag.
And how will I know if you really want a fag?
Trust me, you will know.
Have you changed your mind about seeing the Key Stage 1 report cards?
No, but thank you for asking. I was just wondering if you have a work number for Rob. He left his mobile phone at my flat and I just wanted to tell him that I have it.
Well, I don't have his work number, no, but I could give him the phone tonight.
Better if I do it.
Better how?
Well, as I found it, you know what they say, finders keepers, finders hander roverers.
Do they say that? I had no idea.
Sometimes, I think, yeah. Is Rob coming here this evening to pick you up?
To pick me up? How very quaint. No, as you can see, I'm an adult. I'm meeting him there.
There?
At the place where we're meeting.
Which is?
There. Not here, there.
There. Got you. Good place to meet. I downloaded that film I was talking about.
What film?
The one I was telling you about, Sideways, you said sounded good.
Yes, I'd like to see it.
But I have to watch it within 24 hours, so it would have to be tonight, really.
But I've got my date with Rob tonight, remember?
Is that tonight? Well, can't postpone, I suppose.
Well, it seems silly to postpone a date to stay in to watch a film. Staying in to watch a film is what you do when you don't have a date, as I well know.
But first dates are a nightmare. In my experience, it's better to skip the first date altogether. Just tell Rob you'll see him for the second date.
But earlier on, you said I should seize the day.
Seize some days, Ellie, not every day. Let's not get greedy. There isn't time to seize every day. You have to be selective.
Mitch, it's very kind of you to be concerned, but I do know what I'm doing. I happen to think Rob could be significant in my life.
Adolf Hitler was significant in Eva Braun's life, but significant is not all it's cracked up to be.
Are you saying that Rob is a mass murderer?
You have to draw your own conclusions, Ellie.
Right, that's enough, Mitch. Thank you. I need to get on. I have to decide what I'm going to wear. Perhaps you'd like to approve my wardrobe as well.
Well, I definitely go for layers, put it that way. Just the way.
Go. Away. Or come in. It's up to you, evidently.
Have you had one yet?
Do I look like I've had one yet?
I don't know what that would look like.
I'm sitting in front of a huge pile of chocolate fingers, 3 peeled carrots and 5 sticks of celery. What do you think?
Could be a bluff.
These are my cigarette substitutes.
You'll pile on the beef.
Incorrect. Celery actually makes you lose weight. You burn calories just chewing it. And carrots hardly have any.
What about the chocolate fingers?
You've got to have some fat on you.
Wait a minute. I smell smoke.
No, you don't.
I can smell something.
I should think so. You're sniffing me from 2 inches away.
Hello? Sorry to interrupt the whole sniffing thing.
We were just checking for smoke.
Oh, good idea. I got a smoke detector on my ceiling that does that, but your method is cheaper. Will, were you looking for me earlier?
What makes you think that?
I found this note stuck to my door.
Let me see that. Where are you when I really need a fag, you cigarette-thieving little bastard? Bin the fags, eh?
It's just a bit of insurance. I hardly miss them. Well, OK, I missed the one with my cup of tea this afternoon. That was hard. And the one after the one with my cup of tea this afternoon was tricky too. And I'll miss the one after me dinner, and last thing at night, and in the middle of the night, and first thing in the morning.
Otherwise,
I'll be fine. Are you telling me that you won't miss any particular cigarette?
Only the one after sex.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
That's it, I give up.
Give up what?
Looking for Rob. I've just been round to his flat.
Oh, you're not still on about him. Just tell Ellie you fancy her.
Do you fancy Ellie as well?
No.
Me neither.
I'm just trying to stop her making a mistake with Rob.
Mitch, it's not your problem. Just for once, try not to get involved.
OK, you're right, I'll let it go. We're born alone, we die alone, we go out with Rob alone. Rob's phone. What? Sorry? No, this isn't Rob, this... hello, Linda, how are you? Can you calm down, please? Yes, yeah, when I see Rob, I'll tell him that you've heard about him and your sister. And your mother. I'll tell him what your dad's going to do to him, if your brother doesn't get there first. Okay, got that, Linda, but... Right, well, in the light of new information just in, it sounds like we do indeed need to stop Ellie going out with Rob. Who wants to help me?
I do!
Anyone else? Right, great. Morris? You've got a date tonight.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's part of my plan.
Well, it would help if I knew why.
I can't tell you.
That's good enough for me.
Morris. Hello.
Oh, hello, Ellie. I hear you're going out on a date tonight.
Was it on the news or something?
Might have been. I suppose I haven't seen the news. Mitch happened to mention it.
Oh, did he?
The thing is, I'm going out tonight too. On a date. And it might be embarrassing if we bumped into each other. So, I was wondering if you could tell me where you're going.
Why don't you tell me where you're going?
I don't know yet. We don't know. We don't know. Me and the girl I'm going out with. We don't know, that is.
Does she have a name, this girl?
Yes, she does. Very nice name, too.
What is it?
It's...
Girly? You said her name was Girly?
It was the first thing that came into my head.
Couldn't you have waited for the second thing?
There was no sign of a second thing. I can't improvise.
That's not improvising, Morris. It's just speaking.
Well, then she forced me to admit that I wasn't really going on a date at all and I'd been sent by you.
How did Ellie force you to admit this?
She asked me straight to my face. It was brutal.
Remind me, Morris, never to ask you to do anything at all ever.
Does that include reminding you never to ask me to do anything at all ever?
Probably. I lost interest halfway through the question.
I like this one on you, Ellie. Fits a treat. Not too high on the neck. Colour suits you. What do you think?
I think Mitch was behind it.
I meant about my top.
He's clearly got something against Rob enjoying himself.
Or you enjoying yourself with Rob.
Surely not. Why would he not want me to enjoy myself with Rob?
Because he fancies you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Does he?
That's what it looks like to me.
No, 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 no. Do you think?
It's all academic. You're more interested in Rob.
Yes, exactly. Of course. He's the one who asked me out, after all. Though I am a bit nervous about going on a date. It's been 4 years, you know.
4 years?
Yes.
You must have had the odd fling.
No.
Wow. Four?
Four.
That's a long time without sex.
Yes, it's 4 years, to be precise.
Wow, again. Is that human years?
What else could it be?
4 human years without sex.
Right, I think I'll wear this one, if that's okay.
I don't think I can manage 4 years.
I don't think you could either. I'm taking this one, by the way.
4 years?
I make do, okay? I may favour full coverage underwear, but I'm still a woman with needs.
Just don't seem the type.
I'm exactly the type. I have a pulse.
Just Taylor when she goes out, like they do in the movies.
But she knows what we look like.
Oh, yes, that's a point.
Ugh. Oh, God. Oh, that is horrible.
Are you okay, Will?
A word to the wise. Do not try using Madras paste as a dip for your raw celery. It also doesn't work with ketchup, mint sauce, or leftover custard.
Good to know.
Mitch, hi. Just to let you know, you can stand down now. Ellie's gone out for the evening.
Oh, fine. Fine. I give up. I've done everything I can.
Me too. I'm out of brilliant ideas. Although I still think following Ellie would have worked.
And what would you have done then, Mitch?
Made a fool of yourself.
Exactly. What's the point?
You can do that here.
Imagine. If you turned up at Paolo's restaurant and confronted Rob, you'd have looked ridiculous.
Mr. Mitch, good to see you.
Evening, Paolo.
Why are you all hide here in the corner?
Because we're all hiding here in the corner, Paolo.
But your friend Ellie is sitting over there. You don't want to sit over there.
No, we're fine here.
Just get me the special, Paolo.
Special. That sounds good. I'll have that as well.
Just some tap water, thanks.
I'll get back to you, Paolo.
Two specials coming up.
I don't know why you all had to come with.
It was this or homemade celery risotto.
I'm here to check out Rob.
I have no idea why I'm here, which I quite like, actually.
Glad I did come, though. Rob really is buff.
What's buff when it's at home? Is it good or bad?
It's good. Very good.
So, am I buff at all, would you say?
I'd say you're more duff.
Or rough.
Or even guff.
But sadly not buff.
Well, I was close at least. I mean, just one letter away from buff. I can work on that.
Shut up.
I don't know, Ellie. I just felt a connection the moment I met you.
I have to say, Rob, I felt the same thing. I'd go as far as to say, what the hell are you doing here?
Sorry?
Hello, Ellie. Hi, Rob. Fancy seeing you here. I won't disturb you. I just wanted to return your phone, Rob. You left it down the back of my armchair.
Thanks, Mitch.
You left it there after our session this morning. Do you remember our session this morning, Rob, when we discussed change?
Yes, I remember.
When we discussed trying to stop the repetition of certain patterns of behaviour.
Yes, again, I remember. I think it was just after we discussed client confidentiality. Do you remember that?
Yes, come to mention it, I do remember that. And while I'm remembering, I remember I've got a message for you from Linda. She sends her best, and her sister is asking for you, as is her mother. And her father and brother are also keen to get in touch.
The whole family love me.
Well, sounds like it. Now, Mitch, that's enough reminiscing about this morning. Please leave us alone. I want to hear all about Rob.
A subject very close to his heart. I'll leave you to it.
So how did that go?
Excellent. I've made a complete tit of myself. Ellie hates me, and now she's even more convinced that Rob's something special. Well done, me.
On the plus side, Mitch, the spaghetti vongole is bang on.
Great news.
You do realise, Will, that as soon as you finish eating, you're going to have a cigarette.
I do realise that, yes. That is why I am never going to stop eating. Paolo, another vongole over there, please.
I think you might have a point, Ellie. My mother was distant. I didn't have any sisters. I went to an all-boys school. Consequently, I've always put women on a pedestal. Up there to be knocked off. Oh, sorry, bad choice of words. Now I see what the problem is. I just don't know how to treat women with respect.
Nobody's perfect, Rob.
Until now. Now I see that I don't need to try to seduce you for the evening to be a success.
Of course. You don't have to seduce me, no.
This is amazing. Ellie, you've changed my perspective, my life even. We can have just as much fun without sex.
Of course. That said, there's fun and there's fun. Rob.
Exactly, and this is fun.
It's terrific, yes, as far as it goes.
I'm going to speak to Mitch, tell him the news.
OK, yes. Excuse me, Paolo, can I have the bill, please?
Yes, of course. Is everything OK?
Yes. Great. After 4 years without so much as a date, I go out with a very handsome sex addict and manage to cure him. Well, thank you, Mitch and Will. Sideways is an excellent film. No doubt.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it and that we managed to salvage something from your evening. And I'm sorry that it didn't work out with Rob.
No, he's not.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I dodged a bullet with your help, I suppose.
OK, well, good night, Ellie.
Yes, good night, Mitch.
You can stay if you like.
I'd love to, honestly, but I've got an early start.
Oh, yeah, right.
Louisa?
Rob?
What's going on?
We
were just...
caught out having just had sex, I think.
Yes, that's it.
You said you'd given up casual sex, Rob.
Well, I had, for most of the evening.
Yes. When he was with me.
Well, that's not how it was, Ellie. Anyway, I'd better,
Run away?
Yes, run away. I'll call you, Louisa.
No need, I assure you.
So, Louisa, if you've just had sex with Rob, then you probably have had a post-coital fag. Am I right?
I may have had one.
Yes! I win!
Where are you going?
I'm going to collect my prize.
Which is?
A cigarette, of course. Open the door! Give me those fags!
No, Will, you told me not to.
It's okay, Morris. I really want a fag now.
Oh, you warned me about this, Will. You said I was not to give in when you said you really want a fag.
That was if I said I really wanted a fag. This is different. Now I really want a fag.
Oh, Will. I know you're just testing me.
Morris, this is not a test! Morris!
Well, this is nice. Just the three of us hanging out in the hall. But I suppose I better...
How could you, Louisa?
I'm sorry, Ellie. I was thinking about your 4 years without sex and I panicked. I thought, I mustn't let that happen to me.
Is that likely? When did you last have sex?
A couple of weeks ago.
Mm. So you had another 3 years, 11 months and 2 weeks to go.
As I said, I panicked. I'm sorry.
So, Ellie, is it really?
Yes, it's 4 years.
Would some easy, casual sex really have helped, though?
Yes.
Right, but you know, tomorrow morning when he woke up, how would you have felt?
Fantastic.
But after that initial euphoric feeling...
I might have had some more easy casual sex.
What I'm getting at, Ellie, is...
Yes?
Maybe you should have shagged him.
Alone is written by Murray Hunter. It stars Angus Deaton as Mitch, Abigail Cruttendon as Ellie, Piers Quigley as Will, Kate Isett as Louisa, Bennett Aaron as Morris, and Alistair McKenzie as Rob and Paolo. Alone is produced and directed by Gordon Kennedy and Murray Hunter, and is an Absolutely production for the BBC.